I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We're rejoicing today in an answered prayer, but also ask for prayers to continue for one of our brothers in Christ in Pakistan. And family matters, right? But what about children who don't have a family? One ministry is working to answer that need, and you can help. Find your place in the story today on Mission Network News. Ahmed, a co-laborer for the gospel in Pakistan, has been on trial for blasphemy charges since November. Last Friday, a final ruling was given on his case. FMI's Bruce Allen.
After being on trial for 6 months under false charges of blasphemy, Brother Ahmed was acquitted by the court in Lahore, and his case has been dismissed. His reputation is intact, his good name has been upheld. And it's really nothing short of amazing, as the typical blasphemy trial in Pakistan drags on for an average of 3 years.
However, the accusers had a second fatwa issued against Ahmed.
The accusers' determination to seek Ahmed's downfall is still intact. They're not giving up simply because they couldn't achieve their desired goals through the court system.
Please keep praying for Ahmed and his family and find out more ways to come alongside him at missionnews.org. Last Friday, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds signed the United States' most restrictive abortion ban. The heartbeat bill makes abortion illegal after a fetal heartbeat is detected, sometimes as early as 6 weeks. Pro-abortion groups are planning to challenge the law. Tom Lothamer with Life Matters Worldwide says if challenged, the case could go to the Supreme Court.
We believe if this can go into the courts, then very possibly then it would overthrow the Roe versus Wade ruling and Dolby Dalton ruling. Then it would go back to the states for the individual states to make the abortion laws, whether to make them restrictive or have abortion on demand and so forth.
For now, Lothamer says,
one thing we can do is pray. You know, abortion is an attack on God himself, because when we, of course, attack those who are made in the image of God, we attack God.
You can read the full story at missionnews.org. Bethany Christian Services' Foster to Adopt program is helping to create loving Christian homes temporarily and permanently. Bethany's Lisa Cizak.
We work with children of all ages. When kids first come into foster care, the goal is reunification and getting kids back home with mom or dad in a safe place. When a child is not able to go home, that's when they come involved with my program. We look to find an adoptive family. Many of our kids are adopted, thankfully, by relatives or by foster parents that already have them. However, we do have some kids that are waiting to be matched.
Bethany holds orientations and training to help adoptive and foster families learn how they can make the greatest impact in kids' lives. Cizak says the greatest need is for families to adopt school-aged children, kids with special needs, and sibling groups. If you're interested in foster care or adoption, find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And finally, this coming Mother's Day, you can honor your mother while recognizing and supporting the role of motherhood among families in poverty. It's as simple as gifting a sewing machine. Donna Glass of India Partners says their tailoring schools help women get a career.
Currently, we have 7 schools operational, and in various villages in India, working with our partners there.
Glass says it helps build a sense of self-worth among these women who likely have not had education or any job skills training.
Mothers especially, they want the best for their children, and they want to be able to help to make a difference in the lives of their families. I think for any mother, that's a really powerful thing.
And if you'd like to sponsor a sewing machine in honor of your mother or grandmother, just head to missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You might wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ. This month, Transworld Radio offers a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside transformed lives and take encouragement from God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. You can also sign up to get our free e-news updates featuring stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.